The Klal Yisrael has been struck with a very, very strong blow. The Ptire of Rachmiel Gershon, Edelstein, Zichron Levracha, is accepted by the Tzibur Eretz Yisrael as the Godel Ador of the time. There's no vote for Godel Ador. For a leader, it just comes by consensus, by the recognition by everybody that he's greater than other people. I remember speaking to a Rosh Shiva once, not long ago, wise of Gershel Edelstein. Why was he chosen to be the leader? He said, because no one equals him in Torah. He was a person since his youth. He was beyond everyone his age. He never went to yeshiva till he was about 16 years old. He learned with his father. He and his brother learned with their father, was the Rav Ramat HaSharon. They learned, his father taught them, became b'shas. At 16 he came to Ponevish. I think about that age, and about 20, at age 20, the Ponevish Rav asked him to say a shir in Ponevish. And he's been saying Yeshir, and Yeshir was punished for 80 years already, since he's about 20. He was Nifter, he was 100 years old and 40 days. So for 80 years he was saying Yeshir, and he said Yeshir till the moment he died, because the doctor said that before, he came into him and he asked him, does he need anything? He says he needs a pen and a piece of paper because he wants to write down the Maror Mekoymes for Yeshir. So he brought him a pen and paper. He was writing this year, and he came back 5 minutes later. The doctor came back, and he was gone. So the last thing he did, 80 years as a Magid Shir, and the last thing he did was to be a Magid Shir. That's the last moment. He was with Tzorah his whole lifetime. From his young age, when his father learned Shas with him, he was a Boki B'Shas until 100. Person's his whole life was devoted to Torah. So he was recognized by everyone as being the biggest Talmud Chacham around. And that's why the mantle of leadership was given to him. The Chazal say, there's two Chazal, which seem to say different things, come out in the same lotion. One is, Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches says that, Godel Silukon Shel Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu. When Tzadikim leave us, that's equal to the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like the burning of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a Medrash in Echo, which says a different lotion. Godel silukom shel tzadikim yoser mechurban beis hamikdash. There it says it's greater than the churban beis hamikdash. Tzadikim that leave us is greater, but there it doesn't say sreifas beis elokeinu. There it says churban beis hamikdash. What's the difference between sreifa and churban? Many years ago, I explained alpi the go. In Brochus, Gemara in Brochus brings Kol Yom Baskol Menahemes V'Yemeres. Every day a Baskol goes out and it's Menahemes V'Yemeres and moans, cries out, and says, Oili, Akosh Baruch Hu says, Oili, Shesorafti es Echoli, V'chrafti es Beisi, V'Iglesi es Bonai. Benjamin says, woe unto me. He's like bemoaning his fate, he's moaning his fate that he was machiv his bais and serev his hechel. And he sent his children out of the golas. And the Vilna Gaon says, what are these two things? Echrafti is beisi, v'sarafti is hecholi. The Gaon says that there are two, as I'll say, there are two batei mikdash. There's a Beis HaMikdash Shomato, and there's a Beis HaMikdash Shomalo. Beis HaMikdash Shomato is the Beis HaMikdash that we know, the building, Eitzim V'Avonim, in which we bring the Korbanos and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Beis HaMikdash Shomato. Beis HaMikdash Shomalo is Mechuvan, the Gemara says, Neged Beis HaMikdash Shomato, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters, he lives in the Beis HaMikdash Shomalo, which gives the Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash Shomato. What is that Beis HaMikdash Shomalo? That's a certain hanhogia which Hashem has with the world. Beis HaMikdash Shomato is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manning the world with gili ponim. It's open. We see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhogia. We see Schar V'Einish. We feel a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Beis HaMikdash Shomalo is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to the world, connects to mankind. And then there's a Beis HaMikdash Shomato where mankind can come close to Hashem. Right. We say two things in davening. We say, "Rima Hashem lekenu v'shtach olha kodshei ki kedosh Hashem lekenu." Rima Hashem lekenu v'shtach. Rima Hashem lekenu v'shtach olha kodshei ki kedosh Hashem lekenu. Rima Hashem lekenu v'shtach olha doim ha'glov ki kedosh Hashem lekenu. We call the Beis HaMikdash Har Kodshei and Hadoim Ha'glov. Har Kodshei is the mountain of holiness. You can only a very holy person go up there, like a Moshe Rabbeinu. You can only go up to Har Sinai because it's Meyuchad. Yeshua could go up a little bit, and it's came a little more, and Klal Yisrael B'chal couldn't touch the Har. Har Kodshei, the Har which is beyond the ability of a man to have a connection with it. So Hashem is in his Har Kodshei. That's in Beis HaMikdash Shomalo. That's in the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has with the world is called Har Kodshei. But then there's Adom Raglov. That's like a footstool is where the person's feet connect him to the earth, to the ground. So the Beis HaMikdash is also called the footstool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where he connects to the world. As a connection to this Olam Hazeh is in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where how mankind connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Beis HaMikdash Shomalo is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhogeh by which he reveals himself to mankind. People have a munah. People feel closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a midas hachesed, and we're not given over to mikrim, we're not given over to just laws of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hashgacha protis on us. That's called when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Beis HaMikdash Shomalo. But then there's a Beis HaMikdash Shomato where mankind can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can go to the Beis HaMikdash and do avodah and have kapora for his averes. That's the Beis HaMikdash Shomato. That's the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash. So Ben Shom says, Oili, Shechravti as Beisi, my house became desolate, means without anybody living in it. I moved out of my house. I'm not in the Beis HaMikdash Shomalo. V'soravti as Echoli, and not only that, but down below on this earth, my Beis HaMikdash is burnt. The place where mankind can have a connection with me is burnt. That means the Chavti is basic, means it's desolate, it's empty. And Sarafti is a holy, means the physical structure of the Beis HaMikdash is burnt. So here, this is a pshat. A tzaddik that's nifter, a tzaddik that's nistalik, is compared both things to Sarafti is a holy and Chavti is basic. I'll explain. A tzaddik is a physical embodiment of Kedusha. He lives a life of Torah. Everything that he does is according to Torah. His machshov is according to Torah. He doesn't move, like the Chazanish said in one of his letters, he doesn't move a finger without consulting the Aruch Holkei Shulchan Aruch. I heard Yankov Kamenetsky's son-in-law told me once that Yankov told him that he doesn't move a finger without checking if there's a Tosfos in Shas that contradicts what he's doing. He was able to roll through Shas in a few minutes to know if there's a Tosfos in Shas that contradicts. He lived Al Pi Torah. He's an embodiment of Kedusha. His midas show what happens when a person is Dovak in Torah. is an onov, and everything it says in Pirkei Avos, Evitzonua, Verachapayim, Moichla Ravoinoi, everything it says in the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the sixth Perek, a miracle, let me tell you, that's an embodiment of an Odom Godel. Right. He lives, he's an expression of what Torah is. And therefore, Nani Mimenu Eitz V'Tishio. People can take Eitzes from him. Because since he lives Al Pi Torah, thinks Al Pi Torah, when you ask him an Eitz, he'll give you an Eitz according to Torah. V'Nayika Maya Mizgaber, he becomes a Maya Mizgaber, he always sees new insights into Torah. He's always Mechadish. On his deathbed, he's Mechadish Ashir. That's Nasa Gemayin HaMizgaber. So that's, he's a Hechel Hashem. It's a Pesach, Hechel Hashem Hema. The Tzaddikim are, Klal Yisrael, when they're Eved Hashem, are like a Hechel Hashem. They're like the palace of Hashem. They express the fact that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in a physical body. That's what the tzaddik, the Gadol Hador, is, and that's why he's compared to the Beis Hamikdash. And when he dies, that physical structure, which expresses the Torah, is burnt. So, Silukim Shel Tzaddikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu is like the Beis Hamikdash being burnt, because the Beis Hamikdash is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself into this world. And a tzaddik who's yogeh in Torah and lives a life of Torah is a Beis HaMikdosh. He himself is a heichel of the Beis HaMikdosh. And when he dies, it's a Sreifas Beis HaMikdosh. Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. That's what we just experienced now. Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. All the meat is Tevis. Someone told me that he needed to ask an emergency, an Eitzah from Gershon Edelstein, Zechon Avoha. He came to his house, it was 12:30 at night. So, they told him, someone has to ask an Eitzah, a very important Eitzah. So Gershon was in his pajamas, he didn't get dressed. He went out in his pajamas, because maybe those few minutes it'll take him to get dressed. The person needs to have an Eitzah for those few minutes. He can't wait. He spoke to him in his pajamas. He didn't care about his COVID. It was because the Torah demands you to help people. So he helped people in Afkimina if he's going to get COVID or not COVID from it. I was there in Eretz Yisrael about half a year ago. I had to talk to him about something. So he gave a shiur that day and he was very tired. So he was taking a nap. He had to lie down, but he wanted to talk to me, so he spoke to me lying in bed, under the blankets. He was under the blankets while he was talking to me. I felt a little uncomfortable, but that's what he wanted. He talked to me under the blankets. He didn't look tired, he was totally fresh, he was able to answer me on the spot, but he had to take a nap because he had to give a shiur. Another half hour he had to give a shiur, so he took about a 20-minute nap. Without any errors, it's push. You do what's right. You do what the Torah tells you to do. The Anovo, the Asmode, right? The Pashtus, the Seder, he was very Mesuder, very, very organized. Every moment of his day was organized. Never wasted a moment. He took care of his health very carefully also. Very makbid on his health. Very Mesudadik. But never forgetting the Menorah L'Chaveroi, ever forgetting the Torah, he was an embodiment of Torah, that's all. That's why he was considered the leader of the Torah world in Eretz Yisrael, most of the Torah world in Eretz Yisrael. Because he was an embodiment of Torah, and everyone recognized he was an embodiment of Torah. So, that's Sreifas Beis Elokeinu. Now the second part of this the second Chazal, which says it's Churban Beis Hamikdash. When a tzaddik dies, it's Godel from the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Why a Churban Beis Hamikdash? It means like this. When there's a tzaddik in the world, the whole world has a feeling of closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a Jew in Wichita, finds it harder to be Mechal Shabbos because there's a tzaddik in Bnei Brak sitting and learning Yom V'Laila. He brings a feeling of emunah, kedusha to every single Jew. We have greater feelings, stronger feelings when there's a big tzaddik sitting and learning. They say from Rabbi Sol Salanter, why does he have to learn 18 hours a day? He says, if I learn 18 hours a day, there'll be a Jew in Paris that won't be Mechal Shabbos. They say, because if I learn 18 hours a day, the Sheikh is going to learn 16 hours a day. And the Talmid Chacham will learn 14 hours a day. And the Balabatim will learn 12 hours. And go down the chain until the people who live in the small towns and finally far-flung places with not much Yiddishkeit in those days in Paris, he won't be Mechal Shabbos. It's like there's a ripple effect of a tzaddik who learns Torah Lishmo. It has an effect on the whole world. Not just because of example, because of ruchnius, there's hashpura that every person who learns Torah has on the entire world. Niko rea oyves hamokam oyves habrius. He's called a rea to creation because he is sharing in ma'aseh bereishis. The tzaddik who learns Torah is keeping the world alive. That's the other. That's the pshat. The tzaddik. Dadiki dies is like a churban beis hamikdash, because the beis hamikdash shel malo, that's the beis hamikdash shel malo, is where Ribbono Shel Olam connects to the world, where people have more of a feeling of ruchnius, and when the tzaddik dies, that beis hamikdash is chorav. It's greater than a churban beis hamikdash. Churban beis hamikdash is one place, but this affects the entire world. It affects every neshama in the world. Every neshama in the world has less of a feeling and affinity to kedusha as a result of a tzaddik dying. So it's a churban beis hamikdash. People have less emunah as a result of a god leaving. So in addition to the sreifas beis hamikdash, in addition to the sreifas ahechol, in addition to the person being an embodiment of Torah, we see before our eyes what a person can be when he learns Torah. We have a ruchnistic transformation in the world, that the churban beis hamikdash, Ribbono Shel Olam removes himself more from his beis hamikdash, shel malo, and we have less yisurus to amune and to tshuve and to ruchnis, and we become more and more like an animal. That's why we have to be maspid. We have to be maspid ourselves, not maspid of Gershon. He spent 100 years learning Torah, 80 years as a Magid Shir. He's going to his Olam Abo, what's a Shaila? The Ma'am HaKomis that he wrote, he'll be delivering them, he'll be delivering his Shir before the Bezen Shomalo, I have no doubt. They'll ask him, Gershon, what did you say? What Chidushim do you have to say? I'll tell them Shir. Maybe there'll be others there arguing with him, discussing it. He'll be saying his shir. He's in a good matzav. But we have to be maspid ourselves, not maspid of Gershon. Maspid ourselves that we lost an example of what it is to be an embodiment of Torah, so we can become that type of person. And we lost the kedusha that he brought to the world with his psilus nefesh for Torah. We lost the Beis Hamikdash on Mato and the Beis Hamikdash on Malo. So there's only one Eitzah. We have to be Maspid. But the Tachlis, it's the Agra, the Espeide, the Luye. Aspid, the Schar of a Maspid, it says that he raised his voice in Bechi. That's the Schar. But some learn Pshat that the Luye means raising everybody else up, not just raising a voice. Deluya means Shir Hashem Gidoloi Dolo, raising up high. Everyone has to raise himself up high. Agad Espeide Lule, when you must be the Gadol, you have to think to yourself, I want to be Mekabel myself to be more Heichal Hashem. I want to be Mekabel myself to return to the Rebbeinu Shlom to his Beis HaMikdash Shomalo. You have to pick yourself up. We have to be mischazik ourselves, be mekabel, to learn Torah and to teach our children Torah and to be mechazik Torah in the world and to remove ourselves from that culture that says that a human being is an animal. Move ourselves as much as possible. Have nothing to do with that world. Whatever you need for your panosa, you have to do with them, but have nothing to do with them. Culturally, don't read their newspapers, don't watch their television, don't watch their internet. Have nothing to do with them. And return to the Beis HaMikdosh. Beis HaMikdosh Olmato and the Beis HaMikdosh Olmalo. That's our avodah with Hespit. Agad Hespede Diluye. You pick yourself up. Be Mekabel. True, we lost. We lost an immense loss. Even no one had any connection with him, but the fact that there's such a person in the world gave everybody a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a greater degree. There was a Beis HaMikdash, the Shomalo, to some degree. Now it's less. The Baruch Hashem removed himself even more from the Beis HaMikdash Shomalo. Therefore, we have to ask the Baruch Hashem to be merachim on Am Yisrael, send us leaders, send us gedolei Torah. We shouldn't be ketzoyin asher ein lahem royeh. We shouldn't be like a nation that has no leaders. We should send us leaders and gedolim and give the koyach and the support and everything necessary. The yeshivas should flourish so that we can produce gedolim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should Amen.